So then, Mr. Blankenberg, did I hear you correctly? I'm sorry. My apologies, Mr. Blankenship. It's been a long day. It started at 3 a.m., so. There is the possibility then that when the statutes of limitations run out, that this information will be available to any and all litigants as well as the public in general to utilize in whatever way they need. But that currently you're negotiating what and the nature of that release?
I guess I would hesitate to say any and all. What I believe what the Attorney General stated in the past is that these documents can be made available for baselines as far as the scientific data and the ongoing study of the spill area.
Mm-hmm. I received a call from a constituent today, and I have not heard the latest. In fact, it's difficult to get the latest information on some of these happenings, but he heard on the radio that this information was going to be sealed. Do you know anything about that?
Are you talking about the settlement, or are you talking about the...
This information that we're talking about.
Yeah. I do not know anything about this information being sealed. Like I said, I talked to the Attorney General today, and he had indicated that, you know, if it was going to be released, it would be after his review of the information. And I guess one other point that he'd asked me to make is that as far as the settlement itself is concerned, there has been no discussions concerning this particular data. So the decision is going to lie with the state as far as whether it's going to be released or not. So, I mean, it's not something that's trying to be tied up in the settlement, so it can't be released.
I see. Well, that's good news compared to the knowledge I have at this point. Thank you. Any additional questions for Mr. Any additional questions? Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you.
What is the pleasure of the committee regards House Resolution, House Concurrent Resolution 8?
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move both of them, but before I do so, would it be appropriate to send a copy of this one to the judge involved in the recent decision? I can't even remember his name, but the judge who issued a decision saying putting a temporary hold on until the Native Corporation concerns were addressed.
Representative Zawacki?
He's apparently, Representative Zawacki reminded me that he removed it, but he's only somewhat delayed it. He apparently wants to keep hold of the...
He wants to retain jurisdiction.
He wants to retain jurisdiction, and it seems to me he might be a worthwhile person to add a copy of this too. He's become so integrally involved in this at this point. So I guess I'd offer that as a friendly amendment.
Well, we could even probably include that as a technical amendment, as a matter of fact. With no objection, we'll order that.
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Hudson.
I'm not certain that that is a proper disposition of this resolution. This resolution is asking this administration, not some judge who is trying to twist and turn this administration or the public's business, but this administration to treat these materials as a public accessible materials. And I think that we would be, perhaps, I'm not sure, but we might be going outside the range of this resolution and maybe be sending another message, another mixed message, while the state is in negotiations before this judge by essentially trying to influence this decision at that level. I think we ought to give it to the Attorney General and the Governor and say, hey, this is the way we think it ought to be, and then and that's our intent. And then if they agree with us, they'll take it to the judge. If they don't agree with us, they won't.
Yes, Chairman.
Representative Finkelstein.
Well, Representative Hudson has a point. I actually meant to add it to House JR number 25. He's correct. HCR 8 is generally to the governor and the attorney general. But but HDR 25 goes to a variety of people, including the Attorney General, the U.S. Secretary of Interior, the U.S. District Judge.
Yeah, let's finish House Concurrent Resolution 8, and then we'll get to 25. Is there, what is the pleasure of the committee on House Concurrent Resolution 8?
I'd like to offer a motion to move with individual.
Representative Finkstein has moved House Concurrent Resolution 8 move out of the House with individual recommendations, I believe I heard you say. Is there objection? No objection, so ordered. House the Concurrent Resolution 25. Is there further discussion on House Concurrent Resolution 25?
Mr. Chairman, I'd offer that amendment to add the judge involved in the federal case.
Is there objection? No objection. We'll add the judge to receive a copy of the House Joint Resolution 25. I've been calling House Concurrent. Sorry. What is the pleasure of the committee in regards House Joint Resolution 25? Representative Finkelstein?
Mr. Chairman, I'd move with individual recommendations.
Is there objection?
Mr. Chairman?
No. Representative Zawacki?
There is objection.
Objection. Is there further discussion?
Mr. Chairman?
Representative Lehman?
Or at this point, I understood Assistant Attorney General Blankenship would say that it was his opinion that Attorney General Cole would either recommend or would, I guess, guide the Attorney General's office in the selective release of certain information that may otherwise be detrimental to cases against the state. I see that the resolve clause suggests the release of all, at least this is economic and scientific studies, and just wondered if it would be the concurrence of this committee to release all, or would you concur with the Attorney General that some of that information may be more appropriate to be withheld until either the statute of limitations had expired or until some of these other cases that have been resolved, so the state would be place at undue risk.
Representative Finkelstein?
Mr. Chairman, just under discussion, saying part of the information is saying nothing at all, because certainly they're going to release part of the information. The question is, should they release all the information? And the two arguments in favor are, one, huge expenditures of public dollars involved, though much of it's reimbursed by Exxon. And second of all, while the state may be disadvantaged by some of these things, the people who are advantaged by the release of this information are the people of Alaska, the entities, the corporations doing business here, the native entities, all the others who have suits. So while we do have a concern for the state as a principality, as a government, we also have a concern for all those individual entities out there trying to make their case, and I think they deserve the information there. This is the truth. I mean, these are the facts. That's all we're asking here, is that whatever facts are available be available to the public. I don't think that's so reasonable.
I would further add that just today we're reading about the bankruptcy of another Alaskan corporation, and it's my understanding that part of the explanation for that bankruptcy is, in fact, the very catastrophe of which is addressed by this resolution. So, as regards part or all, would be the part that we would withhold that would, in fact, assist us in avoiding yet another corporate bankruptcy in Alaska. That's an important consideration. Additional questions or comments by members of the committee? The pleasure of the committee, please. Do we have a motion before us? Is there objection? We do have objection. I'll have a roll call vote, please, Lila.
Representative Eisen?
Yes.
Representative Moya?
Yes.
Representative Finkelstein?
Yes.
Representative Carney?
Yes.
Representative Hudson?
Oh.
Representative Lehman?
Yes.
Representative Zawacki?
No.
Vice Chair Lincoln?
Yes.
Chairman Davidson?
Yes. Next, we'll go to House Joint Resolution 21, and we've been joined by Representative Grunberg, and he is the prime sponsor of committee substitute for House Joint Resolution Number 21, Oil and Gas. Welcome, Representative Grunberg.
Are we on teleconference?
No, we are not on teleconference.
Well, thank you for taking up the bill, Mr. Chairman, and inviting me to testify. This is the bill. It's very similar to the bill that we put in a couple of years ago, the couple of days before the Exxon Valdez grounding, and it got ran aground with the ship. And it's floundered for a few years, but now we're ready to take it off the rocks and start it up here. And what it does, and a number of you are on the Oil and Gas Committee, and dealt with the bill, and your amendments, I think, are generally, hopefully, included in the Oil and Gas Committee substitute. It has a number of whereases, and it cites the facts and the history why we should be entitled to our fair share of the revenue from the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge oil and gas revenues, and why we should not have a blackmail clause in the proposed federal legislation. The whereases show that the legislature has previously recognized the importance of exploration and development on ANWR, and we passed the Sturgill-Uski resolution about two legislatures ago, but it wasn't specifically focused on the revenue sharing provisions. And the bills in Congress and the political atmosphere were not exactly where they are today. So I felt it was appropriate to redo this and bring it out and hopefully pass it over to Congress. The history of the Statehood Act is explained here, and the legal obligation that the federal government has to honor our statehood contract, and how we have relied on that contract in planning of the development of this state of Alaska, and how there is a great need for infrastructure, and that need continues. It hasn't been totally eliminated, even in the 30 years since statehood. In fact, it's only been partially eliminated, and by the fact that society is more complex, and there are more people, and there are, in some places, more needs now than there were at the time of statehood. That it's equally, at least equally appropriate, that we have this revenue sharing today with what may be one of the last great onshore oil strikes left in this state, and we don't want to give that up. And we discussed the blackmail clauses here, and why that also infringes on our constitutional rights, because they void any lease sale should those provisions be challenged in court, the revenue sharing provisions. And therefore, the resolve is that we support in principle the legislation authorizing oil and gas leasing on the coastal plain of the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge. And I know Representative McLean and others have questioned whether this includes offshore, but the language is very clear on line 20 of page 2 that we're now dealing solely with the coastal plain. But we oppose any unilateral reductions in royalty revenues from the exploration and development, and any attempt by Congress or the President to coerce the state of Alaska into accepting less than was promised at statehood. It's very simple, and we send it to everybody. And I hope we can support it and pass it on.
Thank you, Representative Grunberg. I know that you've heard the battle cry before here. 90-10 or to The Hague, and I subscribe to that fully. Vice Chairman Lincoln?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chair. While I certainly do support your 90-10 percentage as well, I am going to have difficulty with this bill, because it goes on to say that we're supporting the exploration and development of ANWR, and recognizing on line 7 and 8, and then on line 5, recognize the importance of, in the term reasonable, maybe we're reasonable people, but I'm not sure that when somebody interprets what reasonable is, it's to the reader. But I understand the intent of this. I understand the desire of the majority of the House, I'm sure, and perhaps the Senate to do this. But I am very much affected in District 24 by the caribou calving grounds. And therefore, I will have to state on record that, you know, the objection to the exploration and development of such because of that.
Representative Hudson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Representative Greenberg, I wonder if we would make it a little bit better if we added on the very last line on page 232, after the presiding officers of the House of the Legislature and the governors of each of our sister states, so that we put it into both the executive and the legislative side. That way that we'd have it, because we're talking about states' rights and things of this nature, and I think maybe it might strengthen this if we just simply add "and governors" right after there. Would you think that would harm the resolution, sir?
No, I would consider that a friendly amendment. And if I may respond to Representative Lincoln,
Representative,
if she would like to add language that would provide some sensitivity to the protection of the rest of the other living resources up there in the caribou herd in particular, if you'd like to suggest such language, I would consider that a friendly amendment too.
Thank you. I Mr. Chairman.
Representative Lincoln.
Unfortunately, I didn't think that we were going to be dealing with the HDR 21 today, and I didn't come prepared with that, although we do have some language in the office to that effect.
I have no objection if you wanted to hold it over and work on that. I don't have.
Thank you very much.
I want you. I meant to bring out my bumper sticker, 90% or nothing, and these are available for anybody who wants them. I have a lot. They're left over from 2 years ago. They're in living color, and anybody in the audience too.
So,
as long as we're having one.
We have established that we will hold House Joint Resolution 21 over for further work and amendment. Representative Zawacki.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Greenberg, one of the other things, and I guess I just noted, and I did bring this up at the Oil and Gas Committee, because when we were talking about friendly amendments in the previous committee, we did change lines 1 and 2 that did add leasing, exploration, and development, that we also made a friendly amendment that on line, page 2, line 20, that we would also have oil and gas leasing, exploration, and development, and I don't see it on this that came over from Oil and Gas Committee.
I have no problem with that.
Representative Hudson, could you address the problems here? This is the committee substitute that came over from your committee.
I think, Mr. Chairman, that it was offered in the oil and gas, and it was it's just an oversight that it wasn't added on line 20. Perhaps if the representative would state again his words there. I'm sure we passed it in our committee, and I don't remember the exact words.
Yeah. And again, because what we did, we had the friendly amendment that was accepted by Representative Greenberg, because
would you guess the line on the language?
Page 1 and line 20 would have, after leasing on line 20, page 2, would be comma, exploration, and development would be added.
I would consider that a friendly amendment.
I would suggest, Representative Hudson, that we ensure that that was, in fact, the...
It was. There's at least
so it is a
four of us here. It is strictly a technical oversight on the part of that wonderful Committee of Oil and Gas.
that sort of.
I'm not sure how, you know, we want to make sure that within our legal right to do that. I just wanted to establish clearly from your record that, in fact, I believe all of you, really I do. I just don't want it to be an oversight. So if not, we would.
Mr. Chairman, may I suggest that we simply adopt it here?
We could do that, but.
Mr. Chairman, may I make a suggestion?
Yes, Representative Gruenberg.
With that and adding the word "and governors" on line 32, and we'll work with Representative Lincoln, would it be possible to hold this to your next meeting and we can work with your staff and come up with a CS for you?
Yes, we will do that. We'll have a committee substitute ready for the next meeting when we discuss this and we'll go from there.
And if anybody else has any suggestions, we'll do it.
Is there any further comment on House Joint Resolution 21? If not, the House Committee Resources is adjourned at 4:58.